Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. So the whole point of gathering for the other was community, right? There's a community. And you have.
Here, right? I have to lean for this one.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
So, I wanted to chronicle. I was looking into sustainable energy, right?
Yeah.
So reading, I read this book called Smelling Land by Dr. David Sanborn Scott. He's a Canadian. Smelling Land, yeah.
Are you getting to that?
And it's going to basically start me a hydrogen, yeah, as a fuel. So I was like, okay, theoretically, yeah. It's like chemically the most energy packed.
The most sound thing.
It's, yeah, and it's the most energy packed molecule. So if you can, you know, harness that.
Yeah, but
to convince us otherwise, they filled the big balloon out of helium and lit it on fire in the sky.
Before we get into the technical, so I was going to talk about the journey because it went from hydrogen to thorium. And then I was like, then I looked into people like, okay, the circular economy. Well, that's it. In the hydrogen, so what got me was hydrogen production. Sanborn Scott was saying, okay, well, you need nuclear energy as a really good source because it's very abundant. And so he dropped that, and I was like, okay, well, look at the nuclear.
Well, you sound like a physicist. I'll trust your word.
But that's it. I was like, okay. So I looked up. there was a BBC documentary.
It's always, it seems like I don't know enough, and it sounds like dangerous. Aren't you playing with God's power?
But there was a BBC documentary about nuclear safety. And so, and I looked into Chernobyl and all Fukushima, and it was actually not as bad as what we
No, heard. But you have to understand, Taylor. If they're trying to sell safety, what are they trying to hide?
Right, well, actually, okay, so there's the technological thing, and I'll agree on that, because these things are too, they're explosive.
They're not trying to sell, they're trying to force you to fear.
Well, they're also...
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're hiding.
They're also...
There is no danger, but because they sell you fear, you'll buy into their safety.
But right now, the reason with thorium reactors, it's molten salt thorium, by the way. So right now, they use...
I told you molten salt a long time ago.
No, my mom too. My mom told me...
Once we understand, we're like little black holes in our head. You know, the thing that makes us is actually like a little black hole that holds our whole body.
Interesting you say that, because they say the only thing kept in the black hole is information.
Yeah. It is. How to be aware of our own black hole, then you'll say, hey, you're gay, you want my black hole. No, that, what was that? I know that movie.
Interstellar?
No, it was a gay movie. You want my black hole?
Molten salt, so, because, you know, okay, so, I'll get into the technical, because I thought it was ingenious, right? So, water, when you heat it up, goes to steam, right? When you boil, and it goes to steam. But, and you understand the concept,
right? Yes, yeah.
But that's it. Salt.
When you get steam, it's almost separated hydrogen and oxygen.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You get there's some electrolysis. So, but that's it. It's also high pressure.
We're just learning how to burn steam.
It creates high pressure.
Almost fusion type. So, very powerful.
But so with high pressure,
which will end up creating it in water.
The high pressure from the steam creates that very explosive kind of thing, right? It's already under high pressure, and then if hydrogen ignites, then you get the explosion. Boom.
And then it powers everything that needs to be powered.
No.
It's an internal,
the normal reactor is
internal energy, if I remember correctly, times the speed of light.
And it turns,
it takes the first ignition and just keeps on going.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a chain reaction, so you got the fission, right?
Yeah.
So
the problem is that we cannot control it.
Yeah, you can.
Well, yeah.
With the, you have to cool it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Exactly, you have to do a lot of shit.
But with molten salt, exactly, it's passive. No, that's the thing with molten salt. Well, exactly. Okay, so say if you have a runaway reaction, first off, with the molten salt.
Well, you're left with water, so it's not that bad of an idea.
Taylor, adding heat to the world, which, if you need to cool it off, you're adding heat to the world, is a bad idea.
No, if the heat and the water combine to make that...
I can never keep them straight.
It's never straight. It's just a mixture of reactions, right? So heat, I agree, it's not a good thing. But if you want heat, to be able to keep...
It's low-grade energy.
Yeah, if you want to keep the planet cooled, there's more water on the planet than the heat can evaporate. It's never going to be dry all over the world. Right. By the time the seas evaporate, it'll be a big cloud of fucking things.
Needs to raise by approximately 100 degrees Celsius for everything to evaporate.
Yeah.
It's not much.
It's actually like a blow from the sun just going...
Basically.
Yeah. We are really worthless little shit. Like one blow from the universe, we're all gone. Whatever you thought is blown. We used to have a French joke which called, there's two frogs on the highway. One says, hey, what? Right? They're pretty gone. It's two frogs go, hey, what? I've changed it to two humans in the universe. One says, hey, what? You know, this guy could just light up the whole thing. The only thing we have time to say is like, hey.
Salt tower, great idea. Thorium reactor, I don't know anything about.
Start small.
Okay.
Fireplace and the burn.
Thorium, thorium.
Let's grab all the things. Yeah.
Okay, so back to thorium. So
thorium.
So with molten
fuck
salt.
You and your thorium, man. Yeah.
No, let me. I'm explaining first.
Power by thorium.
Yeah, a gram.
As a music.
I could hold in my palm of my hand the amount needed to power by the energy demand in my life, like high energy demand.
Yeah, but how radioactive is thorium?
It's a 300-year, which compared to nor like.
What kind of?
It's not high.
What kind of radiation is it?
I forget.
Thorium.
It's no, no. It's
it's like if you stick a battery.
Beta would
be
electrons. Gamma would no. Gamma.
Alpha is just the rays. Oh. No. Sorry. Gamma is just the rays. Beta is just the electron. Alpha is a hydrogen particle, helium particle, whatever.
I don't think they're high energy. So I want to maybe say electron beta, but
that would be handy.
You can stand next to it.
Electrons can be, rogue electrons can be harnessed. That's not a problem.
Oh, I actually pulled it apart. Well, I guess since we're still here. But,
smells like a lot of work. You don't have another pallet?
Oh, you want it to keep burning? I might be crashing, but I can get another pallet then.
Well, I'll look that up. You gotta crash.
I'll look that up for you. Do you understand?
Why was I looking into sustainable energy? So it's like, obviously.
Come on.
No, exactly. It's, it's like, how do we,
I'm tired of paying for electricity. Can I sustain? Yeah.
You can.
I actually know how we can. It's now Tesla's came out with a new, a bad question they never answer, but, cheaper than a tar roof.
A solar roof.
Yeah. It's warranty for a lifetime.
Solar field.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind turning my roof into solar. I definitely wouldn't want to
you
turn
could
steel.
Burn your ass.
Eh?
You put those things on your barn, you'd have so much power, you could power Vancouver. Hill. Be the first to do it.
That'd be a good amount of money. Don't you have a solar farm nearby?
Yeah,
in San Jose, yeah.
But just you not paying power.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
We'll do your sister's house as well.
So god in this place.
Sister's house over where?
Oh, you don't want to know.
My sister?
It's not even published on Facebook yet.
She has many projects. So she wants to maybe take a shed and
build over there.
Make a home, yeah. But I'm like,
Caitlin said she didn't know.
No. Delta mentioned, like, she only has these ideas, but not everything comes to fruit.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of like, okay, And then we'll take the next step. If she really, really wants them, like, well, here, no.
How much is going to be your responsibility? Oh, maybe I'll fix something else. Okay. This is the little sister. Yeah. Older sister? Or no. You have two, right?
Younger, yeah.
Three.
Well, I do have two older, so I have an older sister and an older brother.
Three.
Huh? I have five. Two brothers and two sisters.
No, yeah, three sisters.
I have three sisters, yeah.
Is that ever coincidental, though? That's just, like, the exact type of thing that I wanted to do.
Yeah?
Have three sisters?
I happen to like it. Like, I just, so coincidental, it's ridiculous.
I'm too high. Freshman, what do I want to do again? Huh? Yeah.
What you want to do?
Yeah.
You want to howl.
Okay. We're going on this energy, so it's like...
Howl.
Circular... Okay. The biggest thing is, no, there's the fixes, man. It's like, okay, so what is the analyst? Why aren't we getting it done? But the thing is, like, let's get the solutions. Let's talk about the solutions, right?
Nobody wants to talk.
Yeah. I wanted to make it Socratic.
People don't believe in solutions. I have analyzed it, Taylor. It's unfortunate, but people are not optimists. They're not optimists. They live by the pessimism. That's why they're allowed to be useless assholes in society, because everybody else is worse. People are off their basic energy. You can't convince anybody.
One at a time. Okay. I'll let you finish your point, Jacques, and then Chris, I definitely want to hear yours. No, that's okay. So, okay, I want a table. Okay, no, but that's it. We got to look at all viewpoints. So we have to be thorough, right? So it's like, okay, is thorium something to look at?
It's more philosophical than that.
Are
humans ready to help themselves survive? Basic point. You know, yes or no answer. Are you want to help yourself?
Okay, one at a time. Wait.
Small group of humans want to. Yes.
Well, we're 7 billion.
Well, so, if you look at the whole planet, yeah.
I think.
Well, we can't survive if we don't help each other out.
Do we not see active numbers
are gonna go down.
Right. Do we not know good people?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Well, how do you judge a good people?
Well, we have a sense, right?
Like, I don't know. English have to seem like, oh, you're a good people if you're very polite. No. I'm like, fuck that. He's never lifted a shovel. Like, my ass, he's a very good people. I don't know. How do you measure that?
Good people are reliable. They're honest and reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah? You know many of those?
Not many.
Well, we should make a list.
I know a few.
Short list.
I got a list around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Less than 100.
I have one or two, and they're both unreliable.
So what I figure is, since we're good, we're friends, we know. So that's what I mean, that network, it connects. Everyone at some point is all connected, right?
Yeah, 7 degrees, I say.
So what I figure is, like, that's why I want to bring up time off thorium. Like, I wouldn't have thought about nuclear. My mom had sent me thorium, like, 10 years
ago. Are you
going
to turn your farm into a thorium base? If you want me to sign, I'll say yes. I agree.
Yes, because actually the waste is
you
actually...
You
want
to do thorium here? I'll have to study the engineering. I don't know anything.
I wouldn't actually want
to look at it.
Okay, no, actually...
I'm going to consider it, basically.
Where I would put thorium reactors is wherever coal reactors are right now.
No, but if you're talking about it and trying to promote it, that means you want it in your house.
Thorium, but I'm saying is thorium would have a smaller footprint than coal right now. Coal has emissions, the thorium containment.
But you're okay to have it here in the Grand Barn. The thorium.
The one thing is the building itself, but as far as environmental leaching, like we're talking about radioactive waste and containment.
You got the 417 here. Leaching enough.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it would be less on emission, way less, because... With nuclear,
so
it's not
you
like
sell your land, we make millions. If I support you, say, let's go.
Planet. But logically, though, you take it where, because the coal already has all the lines, the hydro lines are already going to it, right?
Logically, is not having to depend on that amount of power. Like, we never have needed so much fucking power from the fucking our own thing.
Yeah.
We lived with the same amount of people 100,000 years ago.
We'll never convince people to use less power. Never.
Well, okay, there's two things.
Yes.
We have the growing
yes,
population.
Yes, when they realize that they're killing themselves by doing so.
Okay, but here.
Now they're killing themselves. All right. They're still doing it.
Well, that's the thing. That was my point number one.
I'll say a few words now. So,
yes,
okay,
optimist.
When we,
my,
yes.
Title.
So when you think about it, like, you have to think there's more people to. We're getting more efficient, like lighting, light bulbs, like, you know. Cell phones you use. So we are getting more efficient, but there's more of us. It's that two things. So I
and
think
we're getting more lazy because we don't have to be as we don't have to work as hard to be as efficient.
Well, that's where I mean.
Now you can fetch another. You want
lazy
to
lazy
up
is
and,
a bad thing, though.
But you know, okay, but
it is
for
a
doing
bad thing.
For
it's
doing
totally
projects,
not
good to have the ability to be lazy, but it's never something you want to indulge too much.
Well, right now people are in. Are controlled by that indulgence.
Well, is it possible to have balance?
Of course.
Well, then we, what
for
we
everybody?
Do?
Nah.
Not for everybody, but for.
I disagree. We want to evolve. The only way the planet has seen races and stuff evolve is with a major cataclysm. And we're all asking for it, you know?
Yeah,
in some way,
right
we're
there.
All fucking, you know.
You're right there.
Let's
only,
evolve.
We only evolve at the edge.
No, I think that right now, like, look at Elon Musk. SpaceX.
You're
like,
in the face of fucking the greatest extension in the fucking world that was man-made. Right now. You're at the edge. You just don't realize it now. You've got Fukushima fucking blowing. Caesar dead from the Japan to here.
You want to know what the greatest invention mankind ever made was? The internet.
The worst?
No,
the
I think on a higher level. I think mankind doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. They're being
the
controlled by the planet.
Has been
the planet wants to spawn on Mars.
What we gotta do is we need to spawn.
If you were planet Earth. And
we
you
need
want
to
have a friend in the universe. You'd spawn Mars or the other guy. On
well,
the
that's it. No,
planet,
no.
Right?
That's where Elon Musk, SpaceX, that's what I'm saying. A mission to Mars and getting. So we.
Yeah.
But the thing is.
That's why we're here. Is to help Earth spawn Mars.
That's
why you.
Yeah.
There's no problem blowing everything up in this region because you make sure to save all the seeds here that you can carry over to Virgin
no
Isle.
That yeah.
Yeah you know like
hopefully
if
no
if you think about it it's all well planned out if you take the human we're important out of it the earth controls us like a fucking bitch everything you do today you can relate to the earth saying oh it's got entire control of my own life even if I move away it's still you're stuck within a system that it's powered to go to Mars powered to go
I distrust of Elon Musk because of his success.
Mm. The alumnus?
Primarily because of his success, secondarily because of his gut instinct.
Alumni
huh.
or alumnus?
Elon. Oh, Elon Musk. He's the guy
oh.
behind Tesla.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy.
Hmm. No, well, that's what the government wants you to do.
What he says? Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's gonna
exactly. It's like he doesn't even care about it.
He doesn't care. He's gonna.
He knows that it's what.
Hey, his
great granddad
got fucking killed or something like that, and he's like the playboy guy of making it around the world. It's like Tesla's second run at it, you know, and he's making millions. He doesn't care. He's saving, like you know, the more you buy from him, the more he's saving.
Yeah.
With your money, he reinvests. Like, you give him 10 bucks, he's making 40 bucks. He doesn't even care about profit. He just fucking's gone. And that's what free, instead of being like his Tesla, who wanted to free energy for everybody, he says, no, I'll make so much money out of the energy.
What were you saying, Chris?
Even if he was feeding the poor, I don't think I'd trust him anyway.
I mean, I can see, like, from my point of view, he's maybe kind of a analytical type, so he doesn't have not very much emotion. But Elon, yeah. I kind of.
Elon, you know him personally?
No. But
how can you make a judgment from what you hear?
From what I hear.
I think we're all interconnected.
No.
So we have to argue this as how we are
okay.
Elon Musk. Okay? You cannot detach yourself and say, hey, I'm better than him so I can judge him. No, he's just what we are. and he's making it. So yeah. It's like that part of yourself who is out in us.
We are different individuals.
What?
We are different individuals, though.
No, but we are so much more together than different. There is no different. That's the corporation sellout. That individual. Oh, you're individual, Taylor, Chris, Shaw.
No, I disagree because we don't talk over time.
You don't. Look at science. You change, but it's not only emotionally. You don't change physically. You don't change energy.
So,
how much energy have you put on the universe?
All right.
I'm talking as an entity. As
what we need to do is find a point.
Understanding thing.
Yeah, but as a mathematician, I'm not a mathematician. But science can measure how much energy you use from the world and how much energy you put back into the world.
In theory, but it really couldn't.
In reality.
The numbers aren't
in reality.
Measured. Einstein's
thought he took a lot of energy from the universe and he's put out a lot of energy on this earth.
And he killed a lot of people.
Yes. You know, well, but that's the...
use of a... I always say that
that's
with technology...
That's the danger of being connected.
All right. With technology. The use is up to the...
Knowledge.
Yeah, but no knowledge for sure, but that's
the
it.
Knowledge of the universe
but you,
is how to blow up
okay,
fucking
the,
systems
yes.
to create fucking multi-universe.
Use,
like, you know, you don't want one guy.
It's one use, I mean, but there's many uses, and that's the thing is like...
All this thought and energy.
The technology is a tool to... And then you... How you wield it, right? So, I mean, looking at nuclear, right?
The technology is up to the user,
yeah.
But... Knowing that humans are gonna do
but
you should basically sabotage it so that nobody
you,
ever figures it
how
out.
How do you ensure exactly. that most people?
There's no way.
How?
Taylor,
no, no.
Taylor.
You can't because there are evil people who are doing
I dedicated my life to having a company that would allow for ideas to
but
come
those very
together.
Few
I spent $150,000 just to get the tools to do it and realized we can do it. You know, but the issue is that if we do it, it changes who we are. Nobody wants to change who they are. They all accept each other for their own ego. That's we've been bought. You've been bought that he's Chris. You've been bought. You're sold. You've been sold that you're Taylor. Me, Zhao.
No, I tried to sell myself that shit off.
Well, we always go on another bit and say, well, yeah, maybe you form your own personality. But that's the energy. That's we're all the same.
I think we have we have parallels because, I mean, we'll think a lot differently. And some feelings, too. But you're right. We're all kind of on the same engine, right? And kind of...
Not the same engine.
It's the universe.
Well, sweet.
The
sorry,
water.
Yeah. You're right.
The sun.
There's
the
a
earth.
Lot of variations. Since
there's so many different
blueprints
and things like
yeah.
that. We're not all the same.
No.
But that doesn't lead us as
we're
a group.
All
we're all going
the
same place.
Thing.
We're going towards our own
death. I
guess the
death. Same matter. Yeah, you're right. You
could
even,
yes, you know. For death I agree, but for anything else I disagree. Like
we're
all going to different goals. We all have different paths. Mm-hmm.
I think that the earth needs methane. We're figuring out how to survive on
methane.
Methane.
Well, then why not grow
some
cows? Oh, there's already too many.
Yeah.
What do you mean
but there's
methane?
Life in methane. You got methane life in your body. That's what makes us digest.
The anaerobic bacteria. No, actually, you talked to it, and I thought, okay, this is a good theory. You can go into the Socratic. Like, I'm coming away from the screen right now. Like, where anaerobic-based life subconsciously is trying to control us to create a methane-based atmosphere.
Exactly, yeah.
So I thought it was that was a good science fiction, like, a good basis.
No,
and,
true.
I mean...
There is no science fiction. Every fucking... Everything that you can think, everything that you...
Yeah.
First of all, you don't have the power to control your thoughts. Because you receive, it's proven scientifically, that you receive 1,000,000 thoughts a fucking day. You know, so that's like... So you filter. You filter a lot so that you can keep a sense of all the thoughts that are coming. All the information. You're like a little piece of computer that's like trying to download a lot of shit. You filter around your own piece. I'm a piece of software. That's who we are. Which could be wiped out. They can't even prove we're physical. That's how the science is deep. There's no way to measure that you're solid.
We go to wave, man.
We have no solid in a thing.
Are you the dreamer or am I?
No, well, that's scientifically proven.
Yeah. It's forces keep
there us. There is less of us than there is of us.
There's space.
There's more of space. Anything else than us.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
We're made up of 60% foreign bacteria.
The only thing they can say is a thought. We're linked by a thought.
There could be impulses, for sure. Like, you're right, thoughts,
but how much of us is linked by a thought?
All of us.
And where does that thought start and stop?
Well, that's where the God argument starts.
With that theory, Jock, I think, and I'll
For me, it blows God theory, because there is no God that would be able to know it all.
If my gut bacteria is trying to make me... All right, you guys want to hear my theory?
He knows everything.
Okay, fine.
So if gut bacteria,
not sitting here with us.
All right, if gut bacteria tries to give me an impulse, I think it would be a hunger thing and just be like,
which gut bacteria divided by the billions that are bacteria?
Oh.
We have over a billion different types of bacteria.
You're right.
Bacteria is like the Christmas bacteria.
Bacteria is plural.
Bacteria is plural.
Okay.
It's one of the weird exceptions.
We just throw it in there. Bacteria.
It's the water. Knowing that water, and it's proven, you know, if you give people a negative amount, negative energized water, because we are 70% water.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't want to play that. I didn't do my presentation.
I'll do my presentation
without the screen. So is a Google page.
Is Pepsi positive or negative water?
Is Pepsi positive
or negative water?
There's a mug.
Is Pepsi negative or positive water?
Pepsi?
Yeah. Is it positive or negative water?
Positive water.
I've been drinking that for 10 years. I never get sick.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the next evolution. We're getting used to toxins. I always thought that if I can smoke enough, when the fucking sky dies over, I'll be one of the last ones to fucking go. Okay, I can resist it. Like, oh, I don't smoke.
Die
over. It's like, oh, you should have smoked the pack a day.
It's so true. But when people who don't smoke, they can't breathe for shit.
Yeah.
My whole family, no smokers, they can't inflate a balloon. Me, I can inflate a balloon, no problem. And I'm a heavy smoker, like I chain smoke.
I don't know, maybe, for me.
Which means Luke crashed out, I don't have cigarettes, I don't even have a lighter, I don't have my keys, I have nothing. I have to. Did you get it? You have cigarettes? We're out. Shit. I'm gonna have to do without that.
I'm gonna crash, man.
Yeah?
Alright.
Yeah? You gonna guide me to my crash place?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Alright. I was really impressed with the cleaning. Is that the hill you're gonna walk down?
The aisle's gonna be, we're probably gonna start at the other end, actually. How's it going? Everything good?
I would be good. I'd be willing to exchange.
Oh, sorry, what? Well, I'll be coming. I'm just, are you crashing upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, man. Hey, well, did you scout out a good sofa?
Fire set?
Yeah, fire, we're wrapping it up.
I think you just woke up and just got out
of here. Good stuff. Yeah, this I like.
Almost
got a foam though.
Almost, he's there.
Put this cigarette butts.
Hey, I And then get a Bose tonight.
Yeah, I'll hook you up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanna hook me up?
Yeah.
I can sleep with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna. I'll sort it out later. I should have got a box, but I'll just put it in here. Right now. That's no problem.
Yeah, but nothing.
No. I mean,
oh, it doesn't bother.
No. See, it should be pretty warm right here.
You gonna have me try and move?
Yeah, let's see.
To my friend.
Mm. Want one of these? Mm. Oh no.
It's all cool. That's good.
Mm. Whoa.
That's good.
Got rid of it. That's wicked.
Mm.
Chips.
Mm. I wonder if we should leave these up.
Look at
just all fall over that. Yeah. Give me one.
Stable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm barely. You want one of these? They're, kind of stuck.
They look sweet.
Well, we're going to see if my friend's in the car. I think that's our drive. Now. Bella wants to go to sleep. So do I.
Yeah.
But somebody's missed that.
Yeah. Gotta find a missing person.
Missing person. The only logical place would be in the car. Yeah, my team is elegant. Baker haircut.
Wanna go there? Yeah.
Going home?
I'll bring this back upstairs, I guess.
Well, I can take care of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here, we'll go back. No, it's up to you guys.
Oh, I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put something upstairs.
Yeah, oh, you want to grab another one?
Mm. Bella, wait, I didn't even try what you had.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a pastry. I don't know. Hard to describe it.
Not one of Bonnie's.
It's good, though. Is Luke sleeping out there? No, my eye, sorry. I don't smoke.
I have to work on this one.
They might have something. Oh, you got some? Okay, yeah, go for it. Jeez.
Oh. I don't know. He can't open the door.
Oh.
I don't know. He's opened the door in a long time. I don't know. How do you say? Over there!
No.
But seriously, you think there's a guy that, how do you explain to a guy who doesn't know how to open the door, how to open the door from the inside? He's got the keys, he's very fancy. But he can't find them. Non, lâche ta poignée, descends là, il y a un piton là, en bas. Regarde, t'as quatre pitons, monte un petit peu plus haut, ok, pèse là. Oh, attends, une fois, vas-y.
All right. Roll. Oh. I'll grab the chips there. You'll be able to get Luke. Hey, what are you going to come back here? What? I know, I'm going.
Go on in the car.
You got a hot box or something? Or?
Oh, we'll sit by Luke. Talk to him a little bit.
I don't know, actually.
Hey, I'm going to. Here's a chip. You want the chip?
Well, that's good. Go ahead.
We don't have to worry about this bag.
True, that's true. You want a chip, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. La prochaine fois, déménage ton instrument.
Hey, don't leave the chip all together. What's that?
Yeah. Good.
Oh, oh. Cool.
There's a... Yo, my man. Well, quick.
Caitlin's in their kitchen. Says she feels icky.
Oh.
Icky?
Yeah. Icky. Sick?
Icky.
Okay.
Pregnant?
She didn't tell me anything.
She feels sick.
Good.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
She didn't seem to be.
Here, look. Bye, man.
Good
night.
See you tomorrow.
Look. Listen. Demain.
Okay.
Maybe cross it tomorrow?
Can I get a blanket or
something? Yeah, let's go, man.
Yeah. You want
to start that one? Don't worry. Remember in the attic? Oh, it's simple.
Oh, yeah.
It's domestic animals.
Yeah.
This is a he, and there's a sister. Hey, that's not your bowl. Hey, are you gonna eat from that bowl? All right.
Yeah, I was trying to go in this way.
No, good point. See you in the morning.
Yeah. Assuming you're out before noon.
Yeah, well, it's, I'm not in a rush. There's no alarm.
Okay. Grab you.
All right. Or you want to take my hands, I guess. We'll mix this. Here, grab me.
That's easiest, okay? Sure. Around my neck, okay?
All right. Now I'm going to lift, okay? And then you're just going to fall into me, okay? But yeah, lift yourself. Lift your back. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Nice steady breath. And then
I need to bring a bucket to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can grab a bucket now. Okay. Stay near that toilet. All right. Okay, I've got a little small bucket here. I guess you're not that close, but anyways, it's this guy. Should hydrate no matter what. Do we have the bottle? Let's see. I could bring a cup up. Mm-hmm. Or bring a bottle down.
So we'll bring a cup up.
Actually, I'll bring the bottle down, okay? So we'll bring it back. Switch thing is Velcro to the side.
Yeah.
So it'll turn on this bulb here. Now, if you have your cell, I can. Yeah. Because that's it. That's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a switch up here yet.
No, so. I use my cell.
Good. Good. So. Almost done. Bucket. me to help you up? All right. When you're ready, you let me know and I'll get you up there. Okay. All right. Where are you? There you go. There you go. Okay. Okay. So. Okay. Alright. Curl, yeah, that's it. Alright, now before you step up, you're in this, yeah, stand that position. Okay, here, here. You want to go up from the neck? Alright, good. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay, alright. Now you're up here. Okay, now, whoop. No sudden movements, okay? Watch out for that. That can cause some instability issues, right? You want to keep your gut happy. Okay, so hold on to me, but I'm going to have to. Maybe I won't grab the water. Okay, just grab on my shoulder. Up here. Yeah, see? All right. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm gonna faint. All right. Okay, so we're going to go this way, okay? Come on. You got this. Now, is it because you're feeling queasy enough that you can't move, or are you just sleepy enough? I want to make sure. Are you sleepy, or... Wait, what? Okay. Alright, well, here. I'm going to reach for that door, okay? Alright, so now I'm going to walk through, okay? So... Alright, so now... I'm going to need you to hold a bit more. Yeah. See, I'm going to grab this bucket, like, too much weight. Yes, good ball. Okay, maybe I'll let you in front. All right, what I'll do is, let me grab the water. There we go. Yeah, there we go. And basically, just go on your all fours, going up the steps. Here, just have a seat, okay? Have a seat on the bed. Have a seat. There we go. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to... I'll have to sit back up, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's good. We can take clothes off that way, too. Okay? Is there something to undo or just pull? Oh, a zipper. Where is it? I see. Oh, I see. Does this just pull this? Oh, right. Yes. Almost have it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, this is new. The panties? No? No? I'll pull these off. Go back out there and make sure everybody's tucked in. All right. but I'll pass you.
Sorry.
Not a lot of water, but you won't need a lot. Actually, yeah, finish it. I'll bring it down. You're cold? Outside, check for your phone.
By your computer.
Have a good night, guys. Have a good night. Oh. So you guys sleeping in here, eh? Okay.
Wow. Looks like.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, hey. Надо проще доме, okay?
Yes.
Aujourd'hui, actually.
Yeah.
For Cole, we're going to join some buddies over there.
Okay, good, good. Well, hey, it's not too bad out here. Okay. No. All right, bonne nuit.
Okay.
Oh, Jamie. Hey.
Hey, come on here. Oh, you're always stepping in.
Thank you.
got in me. I don't mean to spend my commission. But it's true.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.